Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight. It is the place where we allow God to reprove us and refine us using our everyday life, using our everyday situations, and applying the Word of God to it. God uses unlikely candidates, people that we would not choose or probably wouldn't even choose ourselves, but He loves us, and He gives us the grace and the knowledge to walk by faith and not by sight, that as we learn of Him, as we apply the Word, as we grow in the grace and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and mature, we find ourselves moving from height to height, depth to depth, glory to glory, and faith to faith. And as we mature, we're able to be a blessing not only to ourselves, but to everyone and every generation around us. Our life is more than what we think. Our life is more than what we even believe. Our life is more than just going to work or just being with family. We are supposed to be the light and the life of God to the world. And then as we do this, we see the glory of God being released and lives are changed. People are saved. Hope is given. And we know that that is a demonstration and the power of God and His love. We've been looking and studying different people in the Bible, unlikely candidates, as I said before, watching their lives and their decisions, and some of them not always being the best, but seeing the Word of God being reproved and refined, and we're seeing the Word of being proven in their life in such a way that no matter what their mistakes are, it does not refute the Word, it does not stop the Word, it does not alter what God has already purposed. And we see that in the life of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We see that in the life of Jonah. We see it in the life of so many people. And we see God's power because He purposed them for more than their failure or their fault or the thing that happened in their life. He purposed them for greater than that. We've been dealing with the heart and the mind and having the will of God in our life being done. And we're going to look at a verse in 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11 and 13. And the Word of God reads, it says, "But I fear," and this is Paul talking here, he says, "But I fear lest somehow as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus." And when it says simplicity, it's not saying that in the manner that we believe. It is saying in the sincerity and the generosity of Christ Jesus in the gospel message. That's what it's relating to. And so Paul here starts talking to the Corinthian church to tell them that there are some things that they have to be wise in, some things that they have to be very watchful of. Sometimes whenever you have gone through different things in your life and it has not happened the way that you purpose or plan, it has not been an easy road, the enemy will come to try to deceive you, even while you're in the midst of what you're going through, what you're facing, that seems so very hard. He will come to try to deceive you. He will come with thoughts. He will come with deceptive words, enticing words, with all kinds of things that would try to make you get off the path that God has ordained and destined your life for. He will coil himself up in your mind if you let him. He will coil himself up in your thoughts if you let him. He will come and he will try to deceive you so that you won't think the way that you should with the mind of God and the mind of Christ, and that you will be emotionally tied up and tangled up so that you will be led by your senses more than by the Spirit of God, that you would begin to move according to how you feel and how it looks like instead of by faith, instead of by what the Word of God says. And so we have to constantly make sure that we are not allowing the enemy to deceive us and that the enemy is not using tactics that we are not aware of, because we understand that he comes through the flesh, he comes through the mind, and so we have to make sure we gird and guard ourselves up in our most holy faith, that we don't allow thoughts that are not righteous and not godly to be entertained, that we cast down all vain imaginations, that we don't allow those things to linger in our thought pattern, in our thought life, Because if the enemy can plant a seed, then that seed is going to bear fruit. And that fruit that's going to bear is going to be a sinful thing. And that sinful thing, when it's ripe, it's going to give forth to something that you don't want it to. So when we allow the enemy any ground, he's going to come in to try to deceive us and to make us let go of the place where God has commanded and called us to. You cannot allow the pressure or the place that you're in to make you revert back to a carnal state when you know that by faith is how we walk. The just live by faith, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We live in the faith realm. We walk by faith, not by our sight. We walk by what our faith is saying and not by what the atmosphere or the environment or the circumstance or the situation is saying. And that's what we have to remind ourselves, because the enemy comes to try to make us produce fruit that is not righteous. He tries to make us have thought patterns that are not righteous. He tries to make us move in the realm of the emotions and of our feelings instead of by faith. So just like the Corinthian church, I'm warning, don't let the enemy come in now and deceive you, because one of the things that the enemy wants to do is he wants to make sure that you begin to move in a self-sufficient realm without God. That was the whole purpose of him coming in with the children of Israel. He wanted them to be self-sufficient. That's what he wanted with Eve. He wanted them to be her to be self-sufficient. So when he came in and said to her that surely you won't die if you eat this fruit. Because what he was basically saying is God does not want you to have this fruit. God doesn't want you to be like him. And so by saying that, he was telling her, if you eat it, you're going to be just like him, and you don't need God. You can do this thing on your own. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to walk in our own way and not according to the word of God and the will of God. We have been told, and the word of God lets us know, without faith we can't please God. It's impossible to please him, that we walk by faith and not by sight, that just live by faith. So we already know that faith is our weapon against the enemy. Faith is the thing that we use. Faith is the thing that we command atmospheres to shift with. Faith is the thing that makes all things possible. Faith is the thing that sees something that, even though it is not like that, we see it already finished. We see it already done. We already see it the way that God has showed it to us. So the enemy fights your faith to try to make you be self-sufficient, to move outside of the will of God into your own flesh, into your own way. But you cannot allow that. You've got to stand and see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. You've got to see God's goodness. You've got to see his purpose and his plan. You've got to see him manifest everything that he's spoken, everything that he said, everything that he's doing in your life. You cannot get weary in your well-doing. Do not back up now because of the pressure, because of the enemy's taunting. You're right there at something. God is up to something great. He is going to do something magnificent, something that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. He is going to manifest that in your life. He's chosen you. All you have to do is endure till the end. Weeping endures for a night. Joy is going to come in the morning. And your morning, I don't know when your morning is. I don't even know when my morning is. But I know if I endure this as a strong soldier, if I go through this praising God and blessing him and speaking the word, even if I have to do it sometimes through tears, even if I have to do it saying, God, I don't understand, but I know you're faithful. I know that you're going to do what you said. You will not forsake me and you will not leave me. You are not a God that you should lie. You are not a God that will fall short of any promise that you gave me. I will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. You're going to do exactly what you said in my life and the situation with my children, in that marriage, in that home, in that ministry, in that business, God, where my career is concerned, even in my schooling, God, whether it's college or going back to school again, whatever it is, God, I'm going to see your goodness. I'm going to see your hand of mercy. I'm going to see your grace. I'm going to see you make a way out of nowhere. I'm going to see you open up the door. You did not bring me this far to allow the adversary to overtake me. It's just like what it was with Israel. Moses told God, you cannot forsake them now. You cannot destroy them now, because if you do, after you brought them out, their enemies will say that you brought them out. You have the power to bring them out, but you didn't have the power to take them through, to keep them, to preserve them, to bless them. And that is not what God is trying to do. God is trying to bless us. He's trying to bring us through. He's trying to make us and shape us. He's trying to do everything that's in his word concerning us, but we are to be the people of his pasture. We are to be as he is. And there's a lot of times that when we are trying to have our own way, when God is telling us what we have to do that pleases him, we've got to submit ourselves and no longer try to see it our way. Because sometimes we have a perspective that is closed to what the will of God is. We have a perspective that is only what we want or what we desire or the way that we want and the way that we need it to be. And God is not allowing us to do it our way. He's telling us that we have to do it his way. And as we do it his way, we will see the salvation of the Lord. It's not the way that we see it. We don't understand or know the future, but God does. And when we trust him, he makes that which he's spoken for our lives come to pass. And that's what you have to trust. We don't always understand why, but we understand and know that the sovereignty of God is going to make it happen. The children of Israel had to go around. God did not allow them to go the short distance they were supposed to go, because they were not ready. They were not absolutely ready for the things that they were going to face. When they left Egypt, they were not military ready. When they left Egypt, they were not ready to fight. When they left Egypt, they were not ready for anything that was going to cause them to be in a place where they had to defend themselves. And by going the way that they should have gone at that particular time, they would have faced enemies that they were not ready for. They were not prepared for that. Gotten out of Egypt. They had just gotten out of the place they had been held for over 400 years. So their mentality and what they were used to was being a slave and making mortar and making bricks. And that was what they were used to. So they were not used to going through and fighting and providing for themselves, because the Egyptian always provided for them. So they had to be taught what it was to live now in the presence of the Lord, for the glory of God, according to the will of God, and not living according to the way the Egyptians and Pharaoh had for so many years spoken as it would be their lifestyle. So sometimes God has got to take us through a route that gets us trained and gets us ready for what's next, so that when we show up for that, we're ready, we're prepared, we have on the right spiritual armor, we have our minds, the mind of him, we have our loins girded up in his truth, we have on the complete armor of God, we're ready to face the battle, we're ready to intercede, we're ready to go forward, we're ready to believe. We have to go through things to build us in our most holy faith, so that when we face the challenges, we're ready to conquer, overcome those things in the name, by the blood of Jesus. Because the enemy doesn't want us to do that. He brings every kind of attack in our minds to attack our faith, to attack our stand, to attack where we're going, our purpose, to try to make us believe that that's not the will of God, that we're out of the will, that we can't do it, that it's too hard, that it's too much, that we don't have to endure this. But as the word of God says, we have to endure even hardness, even the stuff that we have to endure it, knowing that something is being made in us, that faith is being restored in us, that we're seeing God like we've never seen him before, that he's refining and pruning us, that he's taking us to a place that we're being prepared for something greater than where we are. And when we get there, we'll be fully equipped. We'll be fully ready. Don't allow the enemy to coil up in your mind with thoughts that are not righteous, with things that are not godly, that will try to get you off the path, even making you think that you might as well quit. That is the deceit of the enemy. He deceived Eve. And when she had fallen, and when the Lord spoke and said, what did you do? The first thing she said is, the enemy, the serpent, deceived me. Don't allow this same sly, crafty serpent to deceive you out of your promise or your position or the thing that God has for you. Stand your ground by faith. Rebuke everything that is not like God. Tear down every false image, every stronghold, every vain imagination, and begin to decree the word over your life. Grab your word, grab your sword, and get every scripture for your situation and begin to quote it by faith, not just saying it. Quote it if it's just one quote that one scripture by faith until you shake everything around you. If God be for you, tell me who or what can be against you. If he's the God that he says he is, and I know and believe that he is, I know it because I've tried. He will do exceedingly, abundantly, far above what you ask, think, or even imagine. There is no failure in our God. I pray that you've been encouraged in this 15 minutes of empowerment and that you are standing and no longer allowing the enemy to speak to you. Know that you are a warrior, you are a conqueror, and an overcomer. We'll talk to you tomorrow for another 15 minutes of empowerment. God bless you in Jesus' name.